All right, here we go, folks. Friday. God, we did it. We did it. Been a long week. You know, you have a week where you travel the week before, you have some days off from the show, you get back into the groove, then you have five full days. Tons going on to talk about. Tons. It's frustrating, but exciting that we made it through the week. It's Booze and Banter Friday. So excited to be spending it with you. And it was opening day yesterday, as you may have heard, for Major League Baseball. Texas Rangers allowed 100% capacity for the ballgame, which is such a breath of fresh air. But of course, Biden had to weigh in and say it was a bad idea and that he disapproved. As if somebody asked him. They didn't. And he doesn't, I mean, look, to be clear, he didn't think this on his own. He came out and made the comment about it. Hey, Kelly, South Carolina. But he made the comment, but he doesn't know what month it is, let alone that the fact that baseball season's back. Let's not pretend for a second that he knew what was going on there. But he did come out, slam it, say that he disapproved. But as Ted Cruz pointed out, he's been on fire here as of late. He said it's pretty odd that he, Joe Biden, has an issue with the Rangers being at 100% capacity or having the ability to be at it. I don't know what the final attendance ended up being. When his detention facilities along the border and his humane activities that he's doing as people surge, yes, it is a surge, Jen Psaki, towards the U.S. border, and his detention facilities are at 1,700% capacity. It's crazy. Barron says UFC will be doing a packed stadium soon. Can't wait. Screw Biden. Yeah. It's coming. People are opening. We got a great clip we're going to show you about all of this stuff here in a little bit, about the virus, about their messaging, their narrative. You might have already seen it today, but we'll show it anyways for those who did not see it. But his facilities, you can't be at 100% capacity, which is just capacity for a baseball game, but we can shove people in here to the point where it's at 1,700%. No problem. Let's not talk about it, but that's what's going to happen. By the way, this is all happening as much of America still deals with draconian rules over a virus we shouldn't be panicking over. Again, a virus we'll talk about here in a little bit. This was interesting, too. Did you see this? Belgium is leading the way. Apparently more American than we are. Because they have a court there. Their court ruled that all COVID-19 restrictions need to be lifted within 30 days or the state will be excessively fined. How baller is that? God, I love it. I love it. People, push back. When I say push back, I'm not saying violently. I'm saying push back. Be free. Do it with your actions by just going out there and being yourself. Going to work, going to the park, going to ball games where people are allowing it to happen. Be free. Or lose your ability to ever be free again. That's what's on the line here. We're becoming a communist country. None of us like those words. None of us like that concept. But it's happening. It's happening right under all of our noses. We're aware of it here. We talk about it every day. There's a lot of people who aren't. There's a lot of people who aren't. So stand up now. Live free now. Or it'll be too late. And by the way, I tweeted about this earlier. The CDC came out and said, celebrate Easter, but do it just with the people you live with. Or do it virtually. Same rhetoric we've heard for every holiday the past year. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't listen to them. They're not in charge. You are. You are in charge of what you do and who you do it with and where you do it. That means something different for Pete Buttigieg. We're going to talk about him later. But we are in charge as people, as free citizens of this great country. So celebrate with whoever you want, wherever you want. Enjoy this weekend. I can't wait for this weekend because the weekend is needed, but also because this is an awesome, special time. Because, man, I tell you what, things are pretty crappy out there. They'd be a whole lot more crappy if we didn't have what happened this weekend. We didn't have that hope. All right, before we get into the show, folks, please give our key show sponsor, Mammoth Nation, some love. Mammoth Nation is America's conservative discount club. They are on a mission to keep this country great, stick to the Constitution, your Second Amendment. They support our law enforcement. our military. It's better than a donation to a PAC or a candidate. They take the guesswork out for you. And in return, you get discounts on all sorts of amazing products and services, stuff that you're already paying for now, whether it's wireless, internet, insurance, medications, all sorts of other products that you need and want. So check it out. It's mammothnation.com. If you become a lifetime member like me, they'll send you American flag, some other goodies just for signing up. Again, it's mammothnation.com. Join the fight. All right, so we spoke briefly yesterday. We showed a lot of Biden clips yesterday. Told you there were so many that we showed that there was a couple we didn't get to. And then what was happening as the show began is Biden was having his first cabinet meeting. So we discussed it briefly. We discussed his trip up the stairs, all of that. We'll get to that clip in 1 second. But we talked about all that. And look, there's nothing that crazy about this clip I'm about to show you, just to kind of preface it. But it wasn't overly inspiring. It just wasn't. Because the man, the president, who we know is a bumbling mess, needed a notebook to determine what to say. And I'm not saying you don't have notes or read off a prompter all the time. Of course, that's commonplace. But this is a more casual thing. And this was a binder that he didn't just use as a guide, but he had to read from it. Again, it doesn't inspire confidence. Here's the scene.
In public, working with my team here in the White House, these cabinet members will represent me in dealing with Congress, engage the public in selling the plan, and help work out the details as we refine it and move forward. These five members will be Pete Buttigieg, Jennifer Granholm, Marsha Fudge, Marty Walsh, and Gina Raimondo. And I want to thank them in advance for the role they're going to play with this added assignment I'm asking them to take on. And we'll be discussing that today, and among other things. And one of those other things, our administration, is a commitment to Buy America, the plan we're putting forward, to make sure that when the government is spending taxpayers' money, that they're spending it on American-made goods, American corporations, and American employees. Today, I'm directing every member of the cabinet, I mean this sincerely, everyone, to take a hard look at their agency spending and make sure it follows my Buy American standard, which we set out in January. I'm going to ask you all to report back to me at the next cabinet meeting, and now we've got a lot of business to do and get done. I thank the press for being here, but talk to you all later. Thank you.
All right, so the first socially distanced cabinet meeting, perhaps in history. We just witnessed history there. But yikes. Again, if you, like, look, the Buy American thing, that's great. They'll never stick to that. They say that. He's talked about it on the campaign trail. You cannot trust what comes out of that man's mouth. Not because I don't like him, but because his actions always prove me right. He says this, he does that. Same thing will happen there. But I'm not, there's lots of comments coming through. Sounds depressed, sounds sick, looks awful, looks old, looks sick, looks like, yes, all those things are true. And again, I'm not wishing ill on the guy. I know some people are. I don't agree with that. But this is not it's not about like pouting or saying, I wish Trump was there instead of him. I do. Of course I do. But this is about the fact that we as a country, as the world superpower, moreover, need a leader that has some charisma, looks awake, knows what day it is, and who the people are around him. It's not a scene with Lloyd Bridges from Hot Shots, which are great movies, but it's not a scene from that. Someone that has actual skills, the ability to lead, inspire confidence. Moreover, just fake it. Just inspire confidence. I mean, say what you want about Obama. Didn't like him at all. But the guy was charismatic. He was a great speaker. His policies were trash. But you can see at least why people got behind him. This situation we're dealing with right now is such a far cry from that. And it does. It leaves you literally and physically crying. Just, come on. someone's got to do better. And we know Camp can't. And you're right. Putin is laughing. Everyone's laughing. We are the laughing stock of the world right now. Our president trips upstairs, loses his thoughts mid-sentence, can't cover for it. A lot of people lose thoughts. A lot of people stumble and fumble through words. But it's how you respond and how you recover or don't that's the difference maker. It's crazy. But speaking of his cabinet and how we're getting played by them and him and his policies and these lies that come out there and this pandemic and everything that's going on. We see the mask, the no mask deal. You know, the cameras are on, the masks are on. Cameras come off, you see footage of these people not wearing them, Fauci included. But here's, and Randy, you're going to get what you wanted because this is what we're about to play. But this is Pete Buttigieg trying to demonstrate going green and how he's a part of this. Of course, he's the Secretary of Transportation, knows nothing about transportation, but he's the secretary of it because you don't need qualifications for anything anymore these days. But this is him trying to demonstrate that he rides his bike to work or to events. The problem is he used what's likely an up-armored Suburban SUV to get real close, and then he gets out, pulls the bike out of the back. It's all for show, people. It's total BS. Here's what it looked like. I'll play the clip.
On a bike in his suit. Riding away.
There's not really much audio for it. So those of you listening to the audio podcast, it's literally security detail helping pull the bike out of the back of an SUV. Buttigieg, of course, getting his helmet on there. Got to be safety conscious. In his suit, getting ready to ride a very short distance. It's just crazy. It's crazy that they expect people to believe what they say. And it's crazier that people do, in fact, believe what they say. And that's why they do crap like this. Okay, we want you to come off this way. What's the profile look like? How do we want you to be perceived? We want you to be perceived this way. Okay, so what do we have to do to accomplish that? We need to actually show you on a bike. Make sure you put that neon wrap around your ankle so there's a reflector going on. We need, this whole thing, it's all for show. And it doesn't, you're right, it doesn't have training wheels. So kudos to him, he's at least moved on past that. But it just does, it just feels like we are all getting played. And you know why it feels that way? Because we are. The country is. Maybe we're not because we're highlighting it and talking about it here. But the country is being played. And so many people have fallen for all this crap, hook, line, and sinker. We need Pee Wee Herman music in the background for that clip. We do. That would be great, Leah. If only we had the license to it. All right, guys, real quick, give us some love on social media. It's really important that you do. The site, social media, all of that. Take a listen. Please give us a like on Facebook, Twitter, Parler, and Gab. You can see all the handles right here on the screen. If you're listening, just search Drew Berquist. Look for the yellow DB logo. You'll find us. Also, please, if you have not subscribed here on YouTube down in the corner, once you've clicked subscribe, you can click the bell icon and click all notifications. Please also ensure if you have subscribed before, if you have tried to get the notifications before, that you click the button again, ensure that it's still there because a lot of people have been unsubscribed. Also, go over to Rumble. You can do on the Rumble app or rumble.com and search Drew Berquist or Drew Berquist Live. You'll find it. Subscribe there. We greatly appreciate your support on all of these platforms. All right. Pamela, you're so welcome. I will keep telling the truth. It's a problem of mine. I wear things on my sleeve. I let you know how I feel. And that's just, a lot of people don't like that, but that's how things go here. So sticking with Biden, we knew this was coming because he'd said as much. He'd brought it up and Psaki brought it up. But world powers and Iran will meet in Vienna, a city I love, by the way. If you haven't been to Vienna, it's a great, great city. You need to check it out. But they will meet in Vienna next week, Tuesday, I believe, to discuss resuming the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. Which, Sharon, that's good to know, by the way, about Rumble. We'll circle back to that. But they plan to talk and push towards resuming this disastrous deal, which, as a recap, Cliff Notes version for you out there, gives Iran billions of dollars, some of which is theirs that's been held. Yes, true. But it gives them access to it. And then they still can secretly work on their nuclear ambitions. And then we just all agree, wink and a nod, to lie about it, not challenge them on it, you know, because of feelings or whatever. And this is, honestly, there's a lot of bad policies under this Biden administration. There was a lot under Obama, which you could say these are the same administrations. But this is among the least desirable prongs of their policy, certainly among their foreign policy. Because we, America, not only lose and make an enemy stronger, a big enemy, in a lot of ways, financially, militarily, all of that. But as you can imagine, it puts partners, allies like Israel, others in the region just as a whole, and really the world, including us, in more danger. But, no, that's the point of the deal, they'll say. They're not going to proceed with those plans. They're going to stop efforts to defend themselves. They're going to stop being these vile, awful people that they are. No, Joe, they're not. They're telling you that they will. So they get access to their funds. But they're not going to stop this. They never have. They never will, because they are vile, reprehensible creatures. I'm talking about their leadership, not the citizens. There are some great people that live in Iran, and it sucks to be them. But this is the largest state sponsor of terror in the world. And they will never stop, because that's how they're wired. They are radical. And you know who they will never stop going after? Us, Israel. Anyone who sides with us. It's insane that they think that this will work. It was a disaster before. It will be a disaster again. And shame on world powers, different countries, of course us, this Biden administration, for thinking that it's going to do anything other than lead to disaster and sadness. Kimberly brought a beer. I love it. I can't wait to play that booze and banter bumper and pour my own drink. Coming up here. Going to speed through things so we can get there faster and have some more time to hang out today before we wrap the show. We've only got, I think, about two stories to go here. But sticking with Biden diplomacy, foreign policy for a second. The State Department struggled to answer this reporter in really an awkward exchange. He's thinking to himself, I'm sticking to my guns, this, that, and the other. But it was an exchange talking about the very successful policy under President Trump, the Abraham Accords. This was the exchange. Take a listen.
What do you call these agreements between...
They're normalization agreements.
Yeah, but what is the name for them?
Normalization agreements.
Yeah, there was a specific name that they all signed on to. I believe you know what it is.
Look, we call them normalization agreements. That's precisely what they are.
Why do you not use the name that the leaders of these countries signed on to? Which is the Abraham Accords. Why is that?
I'm not averse to using that. I'm describing what these are. These are normalization.
Can you say it for me, please?
Of course I can say the term Abraham Accords, Matt.
Thank you.
But we call them normalization.
Normalization. So I can't even really say it. They don't want to say it because they think that that's conceding or caving or whatever. But here's what frustrates me about this, and particularly, and we've talked about it before in the show, as it pertains to Abraham Accords, some of the other great foreign policy and trade agreements that President Trump did, is these were great. How about just say that? These were great. We're going to try and honor this outstanding achievement that no one else has been able to do as cleverly as President Trump and his staff did in the Middle East. We're going to honor it. We're going to drive ahead. This could be a point to help, albeit small, and probably not going to take things very far, but it could be a point where you can show some unity and some respect, which we need back in this country. We're lacking in a massive way in this country. But they want to go backwards because progress goes in the face of their plans. And rather than give any credit when it comes to the vaccine, for example, who I know a lot of us don't want to take, but the credit still goes to President Trump for getting this through, getting people started being vaccinated, Biden included. And when it comes to this policy, but they can't do it. They won't do it. And again, for me, it's like, guys, where can we find something to agree on? Simple things, for example. It's not simple. It's not even possible, I don't think, at this point. But do we love America? Yes? Okay, cool. How can we make it better? Did we think that this policy was good? You did think it was good? Okay. How about you say that? How about you give some credit where credit's due? We're not asking you to go all in on 45. Go to a MAGA rally or event. That's not what we're asking. Can you agree on this, knowing that we're going to disagree on the next five things? It's just crazy. It drives me crazy. It should drive everyone crazy. All right, two last things to hit on. That was a half. So it was two and a half before, now it's two. So two last things to hit on, then we'll get to booze and banter, but first give some love to UFM. Man, we have a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control and some are within. One that you most certainly can control is what's happening south of your border. I am talking about your junk, and UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support, but rest easy, UFM's do. Their patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions and move with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use. There's even certain medical applications as well, all because of their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch that allows you to increase the support to your preference and provides actual support. So support your manhood, treat yourself right, you deserve it. Go to UFMunderwear.com, use promo code Drew to save $6. Ladies, you can do the same thing. Head on over there, UFMunderwear.com, use promo code Drew to save $6. All right, and hi to you, Deborah. Hi to you, Deborah. All right, so this is interesting. I thought really interesting. Again, maybe you've seen this, maybe you haven't. But every once in a while, we see Dems slip up, share their true intentions. We've seen it a lot more. Sometimes they're not even slipping up. Now they've just gotten so emboldened that they will say exactly what they think, even if it flies in the face of normal speech and conversation. But sometimes they also just slip up. And everyone should know that the Democrats, mainstream media, and the likes of the CDC, all those other people, are not on your side, trying to figure out how to give you more freedom. That's not their goal. It's not their goal. It's how do we offer the populace some freedom? So it seems like they, the people, are in control, but really we are. That's their tact. But this clip was pretty interesting on CNN. Sorry in advance, you have to look at Chris Cuomo's face, which I know is difficult. Not something that we want to do to end our week. But the week is almost over, so this is hopefully the last time you see his face this week. But you have to listen to the guest and listen to her words carefully, because it's pretty interesting. Here it is.
Do you believe that race is, the variables are, and what the messaging should be?
My main concern is that we're not going to reach herd immunity because of vaccine hesitancy. And I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe who desperately want the vaccine right now. And they're thinking, oh, well, it's just a small percentage of people who are actually anti-vaxxers. And that's true. There is the anti-science, anti-vaxxer contingent. But I think that there are many more people, millions of people, who, for whatever reason, have concerns about the vaccine, who just don't know what's in it for them. And we need to make it clear to them that the vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Chris, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here all these freedoms that you have, because otherwise people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway. And I fear a situation of coming into the fall where we never reach herd immunity, and then we get hit by the next surge of COVID-19 in the fall, something that we could have prevented if we just got people vaccinated now.
Thank you, Dr. Lena Nguyen. Appreciate it.
All right. I mean, right? So they're getting ahead of us. We, the people, you, me. We're missing our window to tie it with policy. They're getting back to freedom without us. Without us saying it's okay to get back to freedom. They're doing it without us. We have to move faster. We're losing the ability to push control. Push the vaccine. By the way, do you see Cuomo's face throughout that? It was pretty serious. Like, are you saying this out loud? We're not supposed to say this out loud. We don't do that. Use your inside voice. It's like Kamala's face anytime Joe speaks. You're going to see her like, oh my God, he's saying it. You're not supposed to say that. Oh. How many Democrats moved to red states lately? Marley asked. Too many. Too many. The rest of you, come on, get to a free state, because it's going to matter sooner than later here. But you Democrats, stay the hell out of here. You voted for what you got. You're getting what you voted for. So unless you're waking up entirely, don't come down here and then vote in some other I want to go to a free state, and then let me vote for, what dumbass can I vote for down here? That one. Don't do it. Don't do it. But this was telling. This was telling. And we know that this is the case. They want to have the control. We just can't let them. You cannot let them. And they see that we're racing ahead. People are just saying, screw it. We're getting back to normal. Talked earlier in the show, CDC saying, don't do this or don't do that on Easter. No, don't listen to them. If you listen to them, they keep control. If you don't, they're like, what do we do? They're not listening. They don't know how to respond to that. These people are all idiots. They're just evil, manipulative idiots. All right. Audie one, how come no one or no news wants to impeach Biden, Harris, and Pelosi? Because they couldn't. Because it, again, changes their narrative. And then also, you know, even if you try to do it, Taylor Greene tried to do it. I mean, I just said her name wrong, but she tried to do it on day one. And you can't do it because you can't get the votes. You can't get the votes to do it. You are going to see more and more impeachment stuff coming up in the years to come because they've turned it into something that it never was. Keep in mind, Nancy Pelosi has successfully had 2 impeachment hearings. That's tied for the most in the history of our country because before this, it had been 2. So things are changing with that. Things are changing with that really fast. All right. Reminder, real quick, best place to find us, stay in touch with us. Soon it'll be even more that way is on drewberkowitz.com. So please do check us out over there. You can watch the show there. You can listen to the show there. Tons of news commentary from our staff, from partner sites that we work with. And you please sign up for the newsletter. You can do that pretty easily. It's just put your email in, click enter, boom. We will send you 1 in the morning with some top news stories and then 1 in the afternoon of the show in case you missed it. And if you did catch it, you can forward that email on to other people so they've got the link. But please do that. It is the best way to push back against big tech, and it's the best way to support us. If you're doing it live, I will say this. If you're doing it live, you cannot necessarily communicate live on there. So the best way to still do that is over on the other channels. But Sharon, you said you can comment on Rumble Live. It just doesn't come through as streamlined on this end for us, but keep doing it. We're going to keep tinkering with it and get things better on that front. All right, last thing, and then we'll jump into booze and banter. But we spoke yesterday about the lunacy that was Coke, Delta, massive Georgia companies getting involved in the conversation that Georgia's voter ID law is racist, which of course it is not, even remotely. There's not a thing about it that's racist. But cheerleader Biden is jumping on board too, saying, like, you know, he supports MLB moving the All-Star game out of there, saying that this law is akin to Jim Crow laws. It's not at all. And people, if you believe that, if you believe all this discussion about this law and other ones where they're saying, oh, this, because you keep hearing this, you're seeing articles about it. Notice the trends. Democrats are very easy to pick up on trends if you just look a little bit. Jim Crow's being tossed around more than almost when Jim Crow laws were in existence. But if you think that this is akin, if you think that this is similar, you think that asking someone for ID to vote is racist, honestly, you are so far gone that you're beyond help. You're just beyond help. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm just saying it to be honest. Like, you, if you do not get that, you just need a coloring book. You need to go take a juice box, sit in the corner, shut up, and stay out of the public discourse. But still, people are getting involved in this, thinking that corporations, more people, because of public pressure, are jumping in on the pander fun. Ooh, they're getting some good PR from this because they're standing with Black Lives Matter, or they're standing with this person or that person. No. But the latest, American Airlines. So we had Delta the other day, now American Airlines also jumped on board saying they oppose the law. Yet, as Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said in a statement, it's pretty absurd that they got on board with this and are saying this, because even the airline themselves, according to Lieutenant Governor Patrick, confirmed to him and his staff that they had not actually read the bill. I'm going to read this. Here's what he said. Let's see if I can find it. I had it. I'm going to pull it up because it's worth reading. Give me a second. Here we go. All right. This is what Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick of Texas said. As Lieutenant Governor of Texas, I'm stunned that American Airlines would put out a statement saying we are strongly opposed to this bill, Senate Bill 7, just minutes after their government relations representative called my office and admitted that neither he nor the American Airlines CEO had actually read the legislation. Quote, we heard these same outcries claiming voter suppression in 2011 when Texas passed the voter ID bill. In fact, just the opposite occurred. Voter turnout in Texas soared from 7.9 million, we'll call it, in 2012 to 11.1 million in 2020, a 39% increase. Gubernatorial election voter turnout has increased by 76% since voter ID was passed. Texans are fed up with corporations that don't share our values trying to dictate public policy. The majority of Texans support maintaining the integrity of our elections, which is why I made it a priority this legislative session. Senate Bill 7 includes comprehensive reforms that will ensure voting in Texas is consistent, statewide, and secure. This is a different bill. Same thing, though, for voter ID. By the way, this is the same American Airlines that in 2017 led the fight to try to force us to allow boys to play girls sports in Texas and take away their scholarships. They're probably still fighting for that today. And it's likely they have not read Senate Bill 29 either. So big point being, of course, people jump on board with this because they see others doing it. They feel the need to do it. And then when you ask them why, well, because it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Well, I don't know. What do you not like about the bill? I haven't read the bill. This is how these other people operate. We've shown the clip a gazillion times of Nancy Pelosi saying, we have to pass the bill so we can see what's in it. That's how the politicians work. And then these companies out there, these woke individuals out there, don't know what they're talking about either. Someone said you should think that this is outrageous that we're asking for voter ID. And they're like, oh, okay. That's outrageous. That's how dumb this country's gotten. Drives me crazy. Monkey see, monkey do. Yeah. All right, folks. Let's push into booze and banter. Let's do it. Let's pour some drinks. Let's have some fun. Take a minute. Here's what we're going to do. If you've got more questions or you have a question that you sent in earlier that you really want to talk about, send it in again. I'm going to put on the bumper. We're going to get back together in about 1 minute, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to do booze and banter, okay? We'll finish off the week right. We'll see you in about 60 seconds. All right, cheers, everyone. Cheers. Let's get into it. Booze and Banter. This is how we finish Friday. If you're here for the first time for Booze and Banter, you're saying, what the hell's going on? Well, we pour a drink. I'm doing gin because that's what my shirt says. You can get this very shirt over at redbeachnation.com. Promo code Drew to save 10%. And then we just go through questions, answers, comments. We just have some fun to wrap up the show. We do it on a little bit heavier hand than we typically do on Monday through Thursday. Try and get to more questions, more comments as we can. But we'll start off. We'll start off here because, and I'm going to kick this off, give you a chance to send in even some more stuff. But I think that our modern day, this is, ladies, if you're offended by this, I apologize. But I think that our modern day Superman may have arrived. Remember how CNN, the other day we talked about, said that in a serious article, like they weren't joking around, said you cannot identify a baby's gender at birth. It's impossible. There's no data to suggest that you could, which is, of course, the most laughable thing ever. But you know their heads are exploding. Their heads are exploding when this kid arrives on the scene, a medical marvel with some 80s music in the background. But he arrives on the scene. And as you can see, if you're listening to the audio podcast, I'll cue you in. But it's a picture of a baby who was born with three, not one, my friends, but three penises, making medical history. Medical history. Crazy. And I'm hoping that he came to restore manliness in this country, this disastrous world that we're living in, because we certainly need more of that. But I wonder what CNN says about it. Well, we can't determine that he's a boy. No, you can. Times three. He's literally the most manly creature ever created, perhaps. Wishing him well. But I just thought it was really odd. Some people are like, okay, I'm leaving. That's weird. We're talking about genitalia. But it's Friday afternoon. Come on. It's Friday afternoon. Pour yourself a drink. Pretty interesting. Okay. Let's see what we got going here. I'll go into this. Vicious Triplets was early today. Logged in. Threw a question up there. And we'll start with that. And it wasn't really a question. It was kind of a 2-3-part statement, if I'm describing it accurately, where he talked about basically taking life back. And he was saying it on a personal level, but also for all of us. Take life back, be free. And the blasphemy of these Democrats going out there wearing American flag pins, all these visual symbols of what they're supposed to identify as, because that's what people want to see or hear, they think, because they're all about polls. What do the people want us to say? They want us to say that? Okay, I could do that. I could say that. But he talked about that and then how they should be wearing a CCP pin instead. Something celebrating their communist ways. Stephanie's on the way to get some booze. People in Florida can't drive. That's true. It's a great state. We've got some weird stuff that happens here. Driving's not the best. I live in a neighborhood, Side Point, and then I'll get back to Vicious Triplets comments. But where we've got a lot, it's Florida. We've got a very elder community. And that's great. I love them. Thanks for all they did to pave the way going forward. But they're slow drivers. Speed limit says this. They're going to take it down 10, 15 below that just to be extra safe. Just to be extra safe. I told you the one day, I'm not even going to get it. It's too long of a story, but it is crazy. But getting back to the Vicious Triplets, they should be wearing a CCP pin. And freedom is dissipating before our very eyes. And it kind of ties in with a lot of what we've talked about today on the show and a lot about what we talk about in the show every day. It is, folks. They are little by little. They are conveying in different ways. You heard it from that chick on CNN that they're getting ahead. They're terrified of people standing up to them and saying, we've got to get ahead of this or we lose control. So they give you as much as they can to the point where it makes you feel like you have some, not all, and that you need to trust them because they know better. And it's just simply not true. And freedom is going away. This country is becoming communist right before our very eyes. If we do not stop it, it will happen and it will be too late. So you've got to own that. And I see tons of comments every day. I've seen tons of comments today flooding in from all the different platforms talking about, you know, live free or die. You've got to do this, or you got to do that, all of it. But You do. You've got to understand. You've got to understand that this is happening. This is real. This is not a conspiracy. There are plenty of conspiracies out there that are muddying the conversation. And shame on those people for starting them and or spreading them. But what the Democrats are doing and how they want to change this country is no conspiracy. It is clear with their policies. It is clear with their words. It's clear with their intent, their actions, all of it. All of it. Deborah Fisher, I don't and won't listen to CNN. Anyone that changes their child's identity, I'm assuming identity gender is, or how they identify, is mentally ill, unfit parents. A lot of people would say that's strong. I tend to agree with you, Deborah. Tend to agree with you. Look, there is a plan, both spiritually speaking, and there is a plan scientifically speaking. And it's clear as day. This boy that just was born with three penises is a boy. Now, granted, he's in a different category of boy, but he's a boy. When I had my children, and like I said the other day, we were surprised. We found out three of them on delivery day. It was clear as day to me what they were. And I was thrilled. No matter what they were, I wanted a healthy baby. A lot of people say that, and that's a cliche statement. No, that's a true statement. That should be what everyone wants. But you can't watch CNN. You watch CNN. The only reason you should watch CNN is if you host a show like this, you work in publishing, you work in somewhere to see what they say to pick it apart. Otherwise, it's disastrous. They are among the worst possible things out there for this country. There's two genders, T. Shouten. Two genders. He's a lucky boy, says Randy Brown. Maybe. It's a lot to deal with down there. It's a lot to deal with. Thanks, Fred. Thanks so much for being here. Sharon, I'm so sorry to hear about your son. That's way too soon. You know that better than I do, but I'm so sorry. And Kimberly, they're messing up her kids. Guys, this is so simple. Teach history. Don't celebrate necessarily the bad parts. I'm not saying that, but teach history the way it is so we can learn from it. Not erase the parts that they're trying to redo right now, just with a little different bent. But teach kids history. Teach kids reality. You know, I told you a couple weeks back, my son's at the point where he's starting to have classes in public education. This is his last year in public education. He'll be homeschooled and in a co-op with the church next year. But this is the point where they start teaching that stuff, and it's terrifying. It's like, what? Well, how are you going to describe this? Because the world has changed since you and I watched those videos, which, by the way, are damn near the same videos. Thankfully, they are. But you'd think that you go into that thinking, oh, man, they're going to change all of this up. They're going to go full Sesame Street, Nickelodeon style, and work in all these other things that aren't true, that aren't science. It's terrifying. Sharon brought up earlier, well, a lighthearted comment for Sharon, since she just brought up a very serious comment, that it's hard talking about CDC's guidance for Easter, which none of you should follow. She said, it's hard to find Easter eggs or hide Easter eggs from two people. Yeah, the Easter egg hunt kind of loses its thrill when you hide them and then go find them yourself. It just does. And again, back to control. Back to control. Good comment there, Tricky Vicky, comparing now to Judge Dredd. All the survivors in megacities, 95% unemployment. You can see it. There's a lot of movies and books that have, whether they were channeling what's going to happen or just got lucky and wrote a fun, crazy story. That's right. But getting back to the CDC stuff, push back. Getting back to all of these draconian lockdowns and restrictions, push back. I'm not suggesting fighting. I'm not suggesting anything violent. I'm just saying don't do it. Live free. Don't go in line with that. James Casey. It's hard to imagine getting back to freedom through peaceful means. We talk about this concept all the time. We talk about it all the time. And I agree with you. It is tough to imagine that. I don't know that it's possible. I like to hope and I like to think of, kind of like I said yesterday, with this weekend being Easter weekend and what it stands for and what it means. And the fact that if the tomb is empty, anything is possible. And I believe that. And I think everyone should. Every believer certainly should. But it also doesn't mean that things are going to get fixed, because things don't always get fixed. That's not always the intent. That's not always the way things go. So that's the only thing that will fix this. Otherwise, it's going to be a divorce, and likely that divorce ends or starts with some fighting and some conflict. Hopefully not widespread. Hopefully little excursions here, a little spat there, a little spat there. You know, cities like Portland and places like that go off the chain. But for the rest of America, hopefully it doesn't spread to all neighborhoods. Hopefully where you live and I live and other people live, it's not that bad. It just sucks to see, and then we get through it. But it is hard to picture it through peaceful means. So we have to be praying that it's possible, but preparing for the fact that it might not be. The whole government is corrupt, says Jack. Yeah, it is. And keep in mind, look, there are good people. Like, I thought of the work that I did in the intel community and how much fun it was and what joy it brought to my heart to serve this country, doing the just awesome things that I got to do. It was stupid how many cool things I got to do. So grateful for it. So grateful for the people I served with. And as I talked about that dude who got drunk yesterday, or it wasn't yesterday, but we talked about it on the show yesterday, where he got drunk and he jumped over a wall of a government facility, a heavy-handed CIA facility. And thank you, Tracy. You can get it at redbeachnation.com. Use promo code Drew to save 10%. Get your own gin shirt. It's got the Red Beach tree in the middle that I'm not pointing to accurately there. But I told that story, and it reminds me, too, of the great people who are in that building. You see the leadership and some of the policymakers who write rules and regulations within those organizations there. And I see stuff all the time on this feed here, and I don't comment on it much, but I'll see, oh, the CIA is controlling this, the CIA is controlling that, and they tear into the FBI, and they tear into all these different places. Please do remember, this country is broken right now. Government politicians in particular, and these people who are at the top of these agencies in a lot of cases really just are politicians with a different title by them. The people who work in these organizations and in the military are amazing patriots who think just like you and I do. They love this country. And there's a lot of things that the agency gets credit for that they're not capable of doing. So don't think all of that's a conspiracy. Do they have your best interests at heart in certain areas? No. But for the most part, we still need those people. There's good people working at those places. The FBI has been drugged through the mud, and rightfully so. Comey, McCabe, Strzok, all those people destroyed their reputation. It might not ever be repaired. But the agents on the ground, men and women doing that work, the vast majority of them are amazing. They don't even know what's going on with that political stuff. They're just mission-focused, going out and doing their work. So please do remember that when you talk about these agencies, you talk about the military, that most of the people doing the actual work are on our team, and they're on America's team. Bonnie Kirker, why is common sense so hard to use nowadays? It's my biggest struggle. It's all of our struggle. They used that example. Lester Holt used that example yesterday, whatever day it was that we showed that clip, saying we're not going to take two different opinions. We're not going to listen to someone who says the sun doesn't set in the west. That's what we're saying. You're just turning it around on us and saying that you're the right side, but you're not. You can literally have an argument with people these days about the gender. That little boy has a penis. He's a boy. No, he's not. Why would you think he's a boy? Because he has a penis. The sky is blue. Nope, it's not. Yes, it is. The sun sets here. This is how this works. That's how that works. You can't have those arguments and discussions anymore, which is mind-boggling. That they are so hardened in their positions against us, against our values as it pertains to the country, as it pertains to the Constitution, as it pertains to our faith, as it pertains to all of this stuff. You cannot share that. You cannot talk about the Second Amendment. They think it's about hunting. They think it's only about you having like a bow and arrow and a pistol. No, it's not. It doesn't specify that. It's about standing up against people like you, in fact. That's why it was put in place. Yeah, but okay, but you guys are killing too many people. No, it's not the lawful gun owners doing that. Look at the data. Yeah, but it has to be. Because, no, it's not. Here's the data. Like, you cannot reason with these people. 2 plus 2, literally. Melissa's right. 2 plus 2 equals 4. But remember, there's a, I don't know if it was, it was one of the Ivy League schools who was debating now saying 2 plus 2 equals 5 because saying 2 plus 2 equals 4 is racist. Are you kidding me? What isn't racist these days? He's shouting, I have nothing in common with the left. Yeah. And that's what makes it so tough. Look, I want you. I saw a guy on a show this morning. Shirt said something to the effect of unity for all. Or all we need is unity. Something like that. It's like, that's so true. But it's not going to happen. And I don't want to, I want unity. But I don't want to unify with people who villainize everything about us, hate this country, hate you, and don't see the world literally in any realm, in reality. It's all absolute nonsense. So it's like, okay, well, I don't want to unify with you then. What do you want for America? I want everyone to be slaves. I want unemployment for everyone. I want the Judge Dredd scene that someone talked about earlier. No, I don't want that. So we can't unify then. Frankie, checking in from Jacksonville, my neighbor. We're here in Jacksonville too. Thanks you for being here. Thanks so much. But why unify with these people when they don't want that? Again, I would love to find some reasonable, level-headed Democrats who we can say, you know what, we're going to disagree on 5, 6, 7 out of 10 things. But let's find 3 to agree on. And let's make that first and most important thing that we want a safe, free, powerful America that's good for you, it's good for me, that's good for our families, and that's good for, frankly, the world. Let's agree on that, and then let's start from there. But they don't even want that. You can't even get to that point. Nope. On principle, we have to disagree with you on 10 out of 10 things, because otherwise the woke mob will rake us over the coals. Christine, are there any level-headed Democrats? There are. Look, there are. In the public space that you're aware of, not necessarily. Because again, they don't have your best interest in mind, and they're just playing the game. They have their own best interest in mind. But in terms of just the general populace, yeah, absolutely there are. But it's not their, certainly not their motto or their intent anymore. Jason, I did not hear about the cop dead in DC. I'll have to look into that. But that's awful, obviously. It's awful. Who's going to start making fake COVID passports? That's definitely going to be an industry that has to pop up. Frankie, you're so welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Again, thanks for being here. Keep bringing other people as we get banned on every damn platform that's out there. They don't like people who talk common sense and love this country. Bye, Joe. Have a great weekend. All right, let's get to a couple more here. Talking about the CNN clip that we showed earlier, Debbie brought up, Drew, they offer a carrot like bait on a stick, kind of leading you this way. Use the vaccine, use this, that, and the other. That's the vaccine or this or that. Fill in the blank. It can be anything, is your ticket to freedom. Really what they're saying is we, the Democrats, big government, we are the ticket to freedom. We're not going to give you all of it. We're going to give you a little bit. That's what they're saying. And they're, you can see it. You can see it in their voices. Not just the Asian chick that was on there talking, the doctor, I forget her name. I apologize, but I really don't. I don't care. But not just her, but all of them. They're so frustrated. You can see it here in Florida, in the coverage of Florida. They hate how Big D Ron DeSantis is running this state beautifully, freely, because it kills their narrative. That is the they see him as a threat, yes, politically speaking, for 2024, but they see him more as a threat to killing their plan, because it's like, oh, people in Florida are listening to him. They're celebrating him. They're living free. Now other states are starting to do it. We have to stop this. We have to stop this. It was never about the virus. You're right, AJ. Damn straight. Not even remote. And why would it be? The things, yes, there's been some people who lost their lives to it, but there's people who lost their lives to a bunch of stuff that no one saw coming. And as sad as that is, that's just life. It's a numbers game that we're playing here for this short little bit of time that we're on this planet. But it was never about that. It's about control. It's about manipulating this for a number of reasons. If we can manipulate people to do this, we can use it for whatever reason we want. And that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. COVID works so well for corrupt governments. Yep, same point. Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's sell northern progressive states to Canada for cheap. Yeah. I'm telling you, I've been trying to work on a map. Just for not to share, not that it's going to go anywhere, but just for my own edification in my own mind, how does this divorce and this breakup work? Because there are some states up at the top, kind of the hat to the country, that definitely are more liberal minded, but and then the Northeast for sure, and then the West Coast for sure. I also like clean lines, so I don't want to like have like polka dots all over. But the problem is even in some of those states in the North, specifically more like North Midwest, the big cities are the problem as usual. And then the rest of the state, half of Minnesota wants to secede. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but they're just saying, look, most of us are not on board with this. That's how Wisconsin is too. That's how a lot of those states are. You've got Milwaukee, you've got Minneapolis, you've got the big city centers that are bleeding heart libs and have a huge concentration of the population. But then the rest of the state's like, no, we're everyday American farmers, blue collar workers, and we love America. But their voice just is not as loud, which is another reason why we've got to make sure that this HR 1 doesn't go through. We've got to. It's critical. Tisha out and I live in Central Florida, building like crazy. Yeah, Florida's insane right now. I'm telling you, we could sell our house for so much more than it's worth. But because of that, I think I said this the other day, where the hell are we going? Where are you going to go? Because you've got to pay these prices. Everyone's coming down here. Things are through the roof. It's crazy. It's fun to see, but it's crazy. Vicky, how are you doing up in Ohio? Thanks for listening. So glad that you're here. They're going to ban... Banned vehicles could be as deadly as a weapon. Yeah, what's an assault weapon? It's anything. It's my hand. It's a knife. It's a rock. A piano. Whatever. Fill in the blank. But you can. You can go down a crazy road there. There's a lot of things that are on the chopping block for them. Thankfully, they're walking back this charge you by the mile, tax you by the mile thing. Can you imagine that? I don't drive anywhere. Yeah, we're drinking already, Red Voice. Cheers. I don't really drive anywhere anymore, but you can be damn sure I'm not going to if you're taxing by the mile. When I lived in DC, it would travel mere miles, but would take forever, of course. If you live in Atlanta, you know the pain. Los Angeles, you know the pain. There's a couple cities that just are awful. And some of them are already, you've got toll roads and this, that, and the other. You're spending, I think I'd spend $18 to $20 a day driving into the various Intel buildings that I would go to. And then on top of that, you're taxing me? No. Hell no. Sharon, list Senator Manchin's phone number there. Says call him. Tell him to protect the filibuster. I tell you, I a lot of people always express concerns about him, and justifiably so, because he does flip-flop. He does cave to pressure. He has said that he won't do it. I can see him caving. I don't think Kristen Sinema will, which helps us. It might be enough, but don't be surprised if he does. He's already said, I'm not going to do it, but I'm open to restructuring it and changing it. Well, what does that mean? Because that could end up having the same net effect where everything gets changed. Because if that goes away, or as Sharon is so good about this, if you come and hang out in our chat room on YouTube, if you're on Facebook, you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, Drew, but on YouTube, Sharon always shares HR 1, HR 5, HR 127, all these things, all these different ones that are huge, contentious bills that are trying to be pushed through. If those go through, the filibuster is removed, which they really need that to happen for those to go through, but it's over. Doesn't mean that we won't survive, rise again in a different form. We will, but the experiment that we've known and loved, it's over. Dead on arrival. Deborah Parrish, why did Facebook censor Trump's recent speech? Thought police are jackals. Because they can. And because it speaks to their crowd. Again, right now, we're so hardened that you'd think that someone on the other side would be like, well, that's not right. No. They're cheering it on. think about it, when he got banned from Twitter, when people were talking about making lists and putting conservatives on it, specifically people who worked in the Trump administration, to try and ruin their lives. You'd think people would have been like, hold on, that's too far. No, they were cheering it on. They were cheering it on. And as Red Voice said, because they're tyrants. Look, they love this power. They can do it. They're more powerful than the U.S. government, which, by the way, is the most powerful country in the world. There's no one more powerful than Facebook, Google, Twitter. Facebook and Google in particular. But it's insane that we've let this happen. That the leader of the free world can be censored, banned, while still in office. And then you see what happens this week. It should piss you off. Everything taken. It should absolutely piss you off. I don't know who you're talking to, Linda, me or the mainstream media, but the media and the Democrats do definitely have to quit spreading lies. If you believe that they're telling the truth, then I feel for you. Tricky Vicky, Drew, I'm not sure after all I've learned about our history that this country was not put on the road to ruin since 1871. But look, I think all empires fall. I do not think, as great as I think this country is slash was, I never thought, I don't think any of us should have thought at any point, just understanding history, that we were going to last forever. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all at that point. So you've seen it. You've seen how we've crumbled and we've done it from within, a lot of ways that have been predicted by people who came before us. This is what's going to happen, and this is going to be your demise. And that's what's happening. But also just, you know, in general terms, like, nothing lasts forever. And America won't either. It just won't. All right, Chad. Chad said, if I can get to it here, if the HR 1 bill goes through, what's our next line of defense, or what's the is that the towel being thrown in? I think that got a little tickle here. I better get some gin. I don't think the towel's being thrown in, but I think that's the end. Excuse me. I think that's the end. I think that there's, you know, they come after and physically try and take take your guns. That's part of the end. Because people aren't going to stand for it. They get this through, and they can change that. Or they get Puerto Rico, D.C. statehood. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. That's the end. Excuse me. All right, well, I just lost my chat. So anything else that's coming, I can't see. But look, guys, we've had a good time today. There's a lot on the line. There's a lot on the line. There's people I just booted out just because she's not helpful, saying stop spreading lies. Guys, we're not spreading lies. If you're here listening, you don't have to agree with everything I say. Please don't, in fact. But we are, what this community and culture is about, what this show is about, is common sense. It's talking about loving this country. Not about just being all in on Trump or all in on Biden or all in on Republican or all in on Democrat. This is about being better than that. There's plenty of those shows out there. There's plenty of them. But to come and say that we're spreading lies here is absolutely ridiculous. To not see what the media is pushing, especially when you see clips like we showed today, where literally they exposed their own lies and their own efforts and ideals to control and manipulate as it pertains to this virus. Maybe there's some areas where they don't. Okay. Not many, but okay. But we got to keep the conversation going. We got to keep the chat going, and that's what we're going to continue to do here because it's important. It's so important that we do it. And we're doing it in the face of literally being said, people, oh, cancel culture doesn't happen. Censoring doesn't happen. Okay. You're not paying attention. If you could go back and look at followers, subscribers, views, all this stuff for major conservative voices throughout the country, pre-election and now, you'll see a huge difference. this video would have done 200,000-400,000 easily pre-election. It'll do 2,000-4,000 today, and then it'll grow over the days and weeks ahead. But it's just been shut down. It's ridiculous. People have lost their jobs because of it. It's all horrible, awful. Hard things, hard decisions that we're forced into because of all this crap. So it's real. You can choose to believe that it's not real. But in the end, it will bite you, and it'll hit you harder than it's hit any of us. When you're like, oh, yeah. They weren't full of it. They were telling the truth. And what happens too is, and for our side, then I'll finish and actually let you go, is we have people who get so caught up in these crazy things that do land in the land of conspiracy. Some of them, frankly, beyond conspiracy, they make so little sense. I don't even know what category to put them in. And those things then get shared by the mainstream media, and they get shared by big tech, and say, like, see what conservatives say? This is what they all think and believe. And say, no, we don't all think that. That's a handful of people. That's like the equivalent of, you know, we are catering so much as a country right now to the LGBT community, specifically the transgender community, making tons of noise. Less than 0.5% of the population, but they make a lot of noise. So people think that this is this huge discussion, this huge issue, which, again, I'm not do whatever you want to do. Identify as whatever human, gender, creature, whatever you want to. But don't force it on us. Don't force it on the rest of us and think that that's how all of us are, because we're not. Same thing with this, with the conspiracy stuff. Like, we don't all fall in that camp. It's a fraction, but they're loud, and the mainstream media uses that, and they use it very cleverly against us. And then everyone thinks we're crazy. So you get people who show up, like this chick that we just booted, but and they think that that's who everyone is and what we're about. No, we're about America. That's what I'm about, at least. You guys can be about whatever you want, but we're about America, doing the right thing, being good people. All right, sorry that the chat feed got cut off. At least everything else didn't get cut off, and we're still here together. We're going to take off, but we hope you had a great week. We appreciate you joining us each and every day, particularly today as we slid into booze and banter at the end. We'll talk about Red Voice's tardiness later. It's unacceptable. Unacceptable. Just kidding. Enjoy your drink. Everyone, enjoy your drink. Slide into cocktail hour. Have an awesome weekend. We're so excited to spend all 5 days with you next week. Be safe out there. Be smart. Be free. We'll see you soon.